Okay, we're holding good base. I'm an aleph on top. Two dots. Amar Nachman Rav. Ra, it's short daf today. Amar Nachman Rav. Ra echad sheshachat. If someone sees, you observe someone shechting an animal. Imra metchila v'atzayif. If you saw him from beginning to end, mutlech mishatasei. So if he observed the entire shechita and it was done properly, he can eat from the shechita. V'mlav aslech mishatasei. But if he did not observe the entire shechita, then he can't even the shechita. So tomorrow wants to know, what is the case we're talking about? Remember yesterday, we're coming on the heels, yesterday we discussed that we have concept of rave, we discussed the source of the concept of rave the day before, and we discussed that there's a concept that most people who engage in shechita, if they're getting busy with the act to begin with, we can assume that they're fluent in it, right? So I asked the Gemara, if the fellow watching knows that the sheikh knows that a sheikh, if you know he knows that a sheikh, then why do you need even have to observe? Even if you didn't observe, it should be kosher. Vidya de Leigamar, and if you know that for sure, he does not know the halacha of shechita, pshita. Then of course, pshita meaning that you have to observe from the beginning to the end to make sure it's kosher. If you observe from beginning to the end, it will be kosher. If you observe from beginning to end, it will be kosher, but it's pashat that you have to observe from beginning to end because this fellow is not knowledgeable in shechita, he's not a fluent in it. So of course you have to watch to make sure it's done properly. Some other the memory was, if you saw it from beginning to end, you can eat it. If you didn't, you can't. Manav shach. If it's a guy who you know knows shechita, why do you have to watch from beginning to end? And if it's a guy who you know does know shechita, of course you have to watch from beginning to end. What is the novelty of this memory? Ve'ela, le'yada igamer, igal le'gamer. Ela by the case, but you're not sure, you're not familiar whether he's knowledgeable, whether he's fluent in shechita or not. Well, guess what? Le'mer rev mitzuyin, this we apply the rev you said yesterday. Le'mer rev mitzuyin, etzal shechita mumchein. Let us say that rev people that get involved in shechita are mumchim. As a klal, people who aren't experts won't get involved in klal. So you can, based on rav, say this guy's also mumcha, and you should fight to be kosher. Milay tanya, harei shematz tanagas v'shechuta b'shuk, be learned to the b'risa, if a person finds a tanagelos, he finds the hen shechted in the shuk, or he says to shlech, go shecht, v'halach matz shechted, and he goes inside and finds it shechted. So he sent his shlech to go shecht, he went outside, and he found the shechted. He didn't know if it was a shliach that did it or if someone else did it. Either way, cheskase shechted. The chazak is in a shechted. Why? Alma, because we say, Amrina Rebbe Zidet Shechita Mumchreim. Because we say most people who are found by shechita, who get involved, who engage in shechita, are mumchim to shecht. Most people involved in shechita are mumchim to shecht. So therefore, we rely on the rave. So here too, rely on the rave. If the guy does not know that the fellow shechting it is fluent, but he has a rave, he should be able to rely on that. So Achadami, here too, Lema, let him say, most people that are engaged in shechita are mumchim, and you shouldn't have to watch from beginning to end for it to be kosher. It should be kosher regardless. Says the Gemara, what Rav was saying was as follows. We're talking about a case, Rav's discussing a case where the observer knows that the sheikhid is not fluent in shechita, but he watched the first part of the shechita. Shechita's not that long, but he watched the first part, and the first part was done properly. So now the question is, does he have to continue to watch the second part or not? You would have thought that since he watched the first part, it was done properly, so he didn't know if this guy's fluent, or opposite. If he didn't know the guy's fluent, he could go based on rave. He knew the guy was not fluent, right? He knew the guy was not fluent. But once he saw him doing the first part properly, maybe he could just rely that the guy's going to finish it out properly and not sit and watch be mashgiach the whole time, says the Gemara. Sorry? No, the shechita. He saw the first part.
What's the first part?
What's the question?
There's only one part.
What do you mean?
No, one part. Go back.
First of all, you're shechting two simanim. You're going back and forth. How long does shechita take? How often it takes? Cut it in half. Don't make it complicated. Keep it simple. However long the shechita, as I said when we started, we're not talking about a very long process. Agreed. It's true. But whatever long the process, whether it's 2 seconds, so he saw 1 second. The point is, you have to observe the whole time. So again, we're talking about a fellow who does not know how to shecht. The observer knows he doesn't know how to shecht. The observer watched the first part, let's call it the first simon, the first motion. You're right, it's a very minimum amount of time. No disagreement here. But the question is, does he have to continue to watch till it's complete? Says the Gemara, going to shechet, kaman, chad simon, shapir. The fellow shechted the first simon properly. Malatim, dai shapir. You might have thought that the observer could say, since he shechted the first simon properly, even though I know this guy is not fluent in shechita, he did the first one properly. Hachnami shapir. I can assume he's going to do the second one shapir as well, properly. And therefore, I don't have to watch, kamash pelon, that, or hayis rami. The chiddush is that we say, he got lucky. Right? He got lucky. Even a broken clock strikes the right time twice a day, right? He got lucky. Just because he didn't want the simon properly doesn't mean he knows that a shecht. And therefore, either shema sha, shema daris. If you looked away before the second part, you saw the first part, I saw him doing it properly, so I looked away. No. Because even if the first part he did properly, we're scared by the second part, maybe he paused, or maybe he pushed the knife through and didn't use the sharpness and do a back and forth motion, and therefore, if he didn't observe the whole time, and it's a person who's not fluent in shechita, he cannot use that shechita. The observer cannot use that shechita, and that's the chiddush of the memra. Avada stamaze, if you didn't watch a person shecht and the person was not fluent, of course he can't eat it. Chiddush is he watched part of the shechita and it was done properly. You can't rely on the second part was done properly as well. That was Rav's chiddush. Rav Nachman, the name of Rav. Okay. Boyimene Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Rav Nachman. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman. Ha'imel shluchay tzei b'shachet. A fellow tells a shliach. He tells the shliach, go out and shecht. V'halach u'matza shechet. And then the sender, we'll call the mishalech, goes out, and he finds animal shechted. Mahu. What's the lacha? What's the case? Meaning the case was, he's not positive, he's not assumed, he's not sure if the... No. He's not sure. Well, yes, but why he's not sure? The shliach, obviously, that he appointed is... Obviously, someone's proficient in shechita. He's not sure if the agent was the one who did the shechita. That's the shaila. So he appointed a shliach to be shechit. A shliach obviously is good for shechita. He went out to find the shechit, but he wasn't able to verify whether or not it was the agent that did it. That'll be the simplest thing. The shaila. The marzgan actually. Let's see. So Amar Lai cheskas shechit. The chazak is that it was done properly. The chazak is that the shechita was performed by the agent, or seemingly. Even if it was someone else, based on what we learned before, Vayitik assumes it's shechta properly, because most people that engage in shechita do properly anyway. We'll see that. That's going to come up in a few lines tomorrow. Ha'imer the shluchai, save a tarim, go and take tshuma from me. V'halachu matza tarim, and he finds the tshuma was taken. My, what's the lach over there? Again, he doesn't know for sure. He didn't see the shliach do the tshuma, but he tells him to go check tshuma, and he sees tshuma separated. What's the lach there? Could he eat the produce and assume that the tshuma is taken properly? Amalei inches kasatarim. Over the year, we don't say a chazaka that its truma was taken properly. In fact, what's the difference? If the idea is that we rely on the shliach to the shlichus, and that's why by the shchita you assume the shliach shechted and it's kosher, that's why by the truma you assume the shliach took the truma and it's kosher. So it should be kosher. Why is by saying it's not? Why is he saying it's not kosher? Even my truma should be kosher. And if you do not have a chazaka that a shliach does a shlichus, then I understand why truma is no good, because the chazaka is the agent did not do his. We have no chazaka the agent did it. I shouldn't say the chazaka they didn't do it. There's no chazaka the agent did the shlichus. So therefore, it may have been a third party that took the truma, and therefore it's no good. So by shchita too, why are you not worried that maybe a third party did the shchita? What's the obvious chalak? We learned before. Kind of spoken out when I read the first Gemara. Chilik is, by Shechita, even if it's somebody else. Why? Because we have a rife. Very good, Jeffrey. Says Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Dimi, who asked him the question, on these, Rav Dimi posed the two questions. He posed the question that if a guy sends a Shechita to do a Shechita, and he founds a Shech without the Shechita coming back and saying, I Shechted it, kosher. By Truma, no good. So Rav Dimi wants to know, what's the Chilik? So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Dimi, I'll tell you the chilik is what Jeffrey just pointed out. When you measure out a kura of salt for me, for my wages, I'll give you the answer. The Mefarshim point out it's a lashon of schaik. It's like a light-hearted comment. They're like, hey, you pay me some money, I'll give you the answer. He was being, as a joke. What's the answer? The explanation between the difference. I'll tell you really, we don't have this plank of chazaka that a shliach performed the shlichas. Which again, in general, big shaila. We'll actually speak about the halacha of the day relevant to this. That's what Jeffrey was saying. Even if someone else went and shechted, why? Because Rebbe says it's a shechita. Rebbe says it's a shechita mumchanein. Rebbe people engage in shechita mumchanein anyway. So even if it wasn't the shliach who did the shechita, even if a third party did the shechita, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's vayta kosher. So by shechita, the reason why it's kosher is not because you say the shechita to shlichas. He did or he didn't, it doesn't matter. It's kosher regardless. However, by truma, tumen shachrin shavah. So if you say you don't have a chazak to shechita to shlichas, so there's a concern that maybe a third party did it. And what's the problem with a third party taking truma? A third party can't take truma from me. Only if I take truma, or if I give someone permission. Tayyim has to be medas. Has to be medas to buy my own. Even if the guy did the right act, and you think presumably he's doing me a favor, he separated truma from me. Truma has to be done with the das balabais, exactly. I asked the shliach.
Oh, the
No, no. I asked the shliach, and then Shimon was taken. We don't have a, if we don't have a chazakah that the shliach is a shlichusai, there's a concern that it wasn't the shliach that carried it out. It was someone else who overheard me asking the shliach. Thought he's doing a nice, thought he's doing a wonderful favor because he sees I'm asking the shliach. But still, at the end of the day, I didn't ask him. Says the Gemara, maybe a third party heard and took tshuva on my behalf. It's considered a case of taking tshuva without the intent of the Bailam. And Tamer Shlomidas, halacha is tshuva is no good. So therefore, Rav Nachman is answering, don't say the idea is because we hold the Shliach does the Shlichus. On the contrary, perhaps the Shliach doesn't do Shlichus, and the chilak is by Shchita, we automatically assume it's kosher because even if it wasn't the Shliach, I'll be right, whoever shechs is kosher anyway. Whereas by Truma, it's no good. Yes, Jules.
But with Truma, you can just put it back into the pile and
do it again.
Do it again. But you can't do that with Shechita.
True. Putting it back in the pile, I wonder, that would be actually a kula. It's an interesting point you bring up. I'll tell you what I'm bringing up. There's a machlekes v'shainim. This halacha, we often in Shas we find we say chazak shliach eis shlichusai. That's not shveik. Have machlekes. His opinion saying eis shlichusai. Rav Nachman, other says shlichusai. The shaila is if Rav Nachman himself subscribes all of the Shas to ein shliach. Again, when we say it's not a chazak shliach doesn't do a shlichus. It just means we don't have a chazak that he did do a shlichus. Is that Rav Nachman sheet all of a Shas? Or is it just over here? Rashba and others want to point out that it's just over here. Why? Because to say that you're makayim a chiyav, a biblical chiyav, a deraisa, an isser, to be matter an isser, you mean matter tevel, right? You mean matter tevel on a biblical level based on a chazak shlichus shlichus. Over there we don't apply it. But perhaps for rabbinic dinim, or perhaps for lechumra. To your question, Jules, you're saying just mix the chuma back in and take again. But maybe not. Because if it really is chuma, I can't mix it back in. So maybe for lenient purposes, maybe I can. So that again, they're trying to speak out that we're not making a don't take out of this Gemara a blanket rule. Actually, as I was saying before, we get to our halacha for the day. There's a shaila brought down. There's a shaila brought down by Shalach Manas. By Shalach Manas. Similar to this Rashba, Rambam also says that when it comes to regular derises, when it comes to Isurim, we cannot rely on the fact that Shlichus Shlichusai to be Matir and Isur. That part we don't do. Again, by Shchita we have a different story. You don't have to come into the Shliach. Whoever Shechted it, I'll be right, if you consume his kosher anyway, by the case of Shchita in our case. But in general, to rely on a Chazak Eis Shlichusai to Matir Isur, that we don't say. So the Shaila was, what about a case of like Shalach Manas? The Mitzvah Shalach Manas, first of all, at Rabbinic, 100%, but you have to verify that it was done. No one's saying you can't use agents. 100% good agents. Chazaka shliach eiser shlichusai. Again, the shaila is, do you have to verify that he did it, or you can rely on chazaka? So the case was, the story was born in one of the chuvas, that a fellow, he made, appointed a shliach, and then he, then, I mean, I don't know if this is an exact example, because I don't know if the logistics were the same back then, but let's say the fellow appointed a shliach, he went to work, came home, can't get hold of the shliach, and he doesn't know if the shliach delivered it now. So that's a shalom perm. The guy appointed a shliach, couldn't get hold of the shliach. Does he have to now give a second shalach manas just to be certain that he was yaitza the chiyuv or not? Or can you rely on the shliach? The shalom is, do we treat this like an isser that was saying, Rambam saying, Rashba saying, at least under races, that what? That we say that you can't be matir and isser with the concept of shliach as a shechusai, or shalach manas, first it's not an isser, second of all, it's obviously not under races, it's rabbanon, so maybe over there it would be okay. So the Shaila Chuvas Ugas Elio, he writes that the guy cannot be Makel. The Baal Bais cannot be Makel. He have to send another Shalach Manas out. If he can't verify that it was done, he have to send out another Shalach Manas that day in order to make sure he's Yetzah. He can't rely on the Shliach. He brings two reasons. He says, first of all, because Rambam's verse is that the din of Shlichus Shechusai is only said for Chumras, not for Kulas. Only said for Chumras, not for Kulas. That's Rambam Shita. Secondly, you have the Rush, who says that the idea of Shlichus Shlichusai is only where you know that something was done by the Shliach, but you're not sure if he fulfilled it totally. But in a case where you're not sure if he did it at all, if you actually even started, you don't apply the kal of Shlichus Shlichusai. Only if you see him start, you can assume he finished the job. But if you didn't see him start, then you don't apply the kal. So says this Ugas Leo, based on Rush and Rambam Svaras, you would say that's a problem. Based on, again, I think I may have quoted their name Rambam before. Again, what we're saying from Rambam is only if it's a Chumra, not a Kula, do you say Shlichus HaShlichusai. So, for example, you have to be worried that maybe the guy was Mekadesh Anisha on his behalf. So l'chumra, you assume that maybe the shliach carried out the kedushin, and l'chumra, you assume he's married. But l'kula, like in our case, a yaitza, that you wouldn't say it. That's Rambam. Rush says only if the shliach did start doing part of the shlichus do you rely. Otherwise, if you don't know if he started at all, then you can't rely. But according to what we said just a few moments ago for the Rashba, where it's not the Raisa, and maybe only by the Raisa as we say this, we not make up by Surim. But maybe it's not the Raisa, it's not an Isser, it's a mitzvah. Maybe according to Rashi, maybe it would be okay. Ugas Eliel the says the guy should send down another Shalach Menas. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Let us say this discussion that rave people are considered mumchem legay b'shchita is machlekes tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a brayza. If a person lost his goats, his baby goats, his hens, his chickens, he found them shechted. So he lost them. He found them all shechted. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says aser. You don't know shechted aser. He says it's mutter. So what's the machlekes before we even meet Rabbi's qualifications? Seemingly, whether you assume rave people shechtar are kosher. Our call that rave people shechtar kosher seems to be machlekes. A guy lost his animals, found their shechted, Rabbi says aser. Rabbi Chanina, in the name of the son of Rabbi Siglili, he says that you can assume it's kosher. Presumably, Rabbi is saying, you don't say rave are considered mumchei tzashchita, and Rabbi Haglili is saying that you do find it. Now, I'm a Rabbi. Near the Rav Rabbi Yudai Shabbat Mashbar. Rabbi qualifies and says that this that you say the animals usher is if you found them in the garbage. If you found them in the garbage is a very appropriate place to put, to throw nevelas, non kosher animals. So that's what you assume that's usher, that it was not a kosher shechita before. If you found them somewhere in his house, if you had them in the house, then it would be reasonable to assume that what the shechita was done properly. So Rebbe's qualifying and saying that it makes sense, the pasuk like Rebbe Yehuda, where it was found in the garbage, and the pasuk Chanina, where it's found in the bias. My la, bakamifiki, demar savar, amin Rebbe Suda shechita mumchen, umar savar, leamin Rebbe Suda eisa shechita mumchenim. So the Marinah just goes back. The machlekas of Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Yehuda is saying, stam is like usr. Rebbe Chanina is saying, across the board, mutter. Right? Let's assume the machlekes, like you said before, that Yehuda holds, you don't say Rebbe Mitzvah Shechit is Mamcha, therefore you have to assume it's Nevela. And Rebbe Chanina holds, you do say Rebbe are considered Mamcha, therefore you can assume it's kosher. Let us say that the assignment of the machlekes, Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Yehuda, before getting to Rebbe's qualification, obviously. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, from Nachman Yitzchak says, one second. Light. Your explanation of machlekes is no good, particularly with what Rebbe just introduced. I'll tell you, everyone agrees, rave people who engage in Shechita are mumchim in shechita, and therefore I could assume if I find the shechtan normally under normal circumstances that it's kosher. So what's the machlekes here? Ubebayis to klamalei pligi. If you find the animal shechtan in the house, you can assume you have rave mitzvinet shechita are mumchim. You found the shechtan in the house, totally kosher. No machlekes. Even Rabbi Yehuda said aser. That's not what he said aser. Furthermore, biyashmash b'shuk. If it's found in the garbage, in the shuk, in the public garbage, the public marketplace garbage, to come like pligi, dasar. For sure, it's asar, because that's where you toss nevelas in the garbage, in the public garbage place. That's for sure it's going to be asar. So keep your ways in the machlekes of Yehuda and of Chanina. Biash b'shep b'bayis, in the ashba of the house, in the garbage of the house. Marasava ad mas lahat nevelas to ashba b'bayis, marasava in the mas lahat nevelas to ashba b'bayis. The fact that it's in the garbage is a bad sign. It's in the garbage. But Mitzat Cheney, back then, even today, we have our compost, we have our green garbages with the cover that hide the smell. But you don't put a dead carcass in the garbage in the house because it's going to stink up the entire house. You don't leave in the house. It's abnormal, right? So the fact that you left in the house would seem to indicate that maybe it is kosher. So that's the machlekes. We're talking like this. We're saying everyone agrees, Rav Mitzvah and Shechita are mumchem. And therefore, the fact that shechtan I consume, but really, it's a kosher shechita as a general rule. The problem over here is I found it in the garbage, but in the house. Had it been in the garbage in the shuk, it would show me nevela. But since it's in the house, do I say, happens to be tossed by the garbage, but it's still in the house and it's still kosher? That is Rav Chanina. Rav Yehuda held to know, since it's by the garbage, even though it's in the house, I still look at it as being nevela, and therefore it's not kosher. A very specific machlekes about the case of the garbage in the house, not a machlekes about rave people being proper for shechita. If rave people engage in shechita, we say they are kosher, and the shechita seems to be kosher. Taisa points out that you can take the machlekes one step further also. Meaning, we had two cases. We had the house, and we had the shuk. The Rav Taisa points out that you can make the machlekes also. What if you found it stam in the shuk, not in the garbage? You can say the same machlekes there too. According to Rebbe Chanina, in the shuk, not in the garbage, it's kosher. Because what you throw in the garbage, it's kosher. And according to Behuda, since the whoever shechted it left it in the shuk, that also would be an indication maybe it's not kosher. The machmer, right? The point is, if a guy has animals and he finds them missing and they're shechted in the shuk, according to Behuda, the fact that they were taken and left in the shuk, that would be an indication that they were nevelos, because if they were kosher, he would have returned them back to the guy's house where they were, where he got them from. Whereas according to Chanina, we'd say, the Tesis points out the machlekes to be in two cases, not just ashba in the house, also in the shuk, not in the ashba. Okay, fine. Says the word, Adam Latal Bivas, of course, that's what I'm talking about. One man number says a person would yes put the Yetzer Yehuda, would put the Nevela in the Ashba Bias, therefore we have to assume it's not a Nevela. Rabbi Chanina says the person would not put the Nevela in the Ashba of the house, and therefore as long as it's in the house, it's going to be assumed to be kosher. I'm a Mar. Now we have a problem. So we've explained the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, to me not such a big Machlekes. They all agree that brave people who engage in Shechita are proper. Machlekes just is, are the indicators here, the fact, the place where you found it, are the indicators going to tell me a different story about whether it's kosher or not? That's the shaila over here. But Reb, what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, Nirin, the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Ashba, that's Asr, and Nirin, the words of Rabbi Chanina, where it's not in the Ashba, where it's in the Bayis. So says Gemara, Amamar, I'm a Rabbi Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda, Shemats Mashba, my Ashba. What Ashba is he talking about where he says Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda? Elim Ashba de Shuk. If he's talking about the Ashba in the Shuk in the marketplace, I'm ready to call him a little bit, he does, sir. You said everyone agrees the Ashba in the marketplace, that's what he came out with, that even Rabbi Chanina would agree in the garbage, in that marketplace, of course, that's Nevela. That's screaming Nevela. Elav Shita Ashba Bayas. Elam I was talking about, Rabbi was saying, Nirin the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Ashba, in the Bayas, that it's Asr. So Rebbe's siding with Rebbe Yehuda, then the Ashba, the Bayis, that's Asr. Okay, go further. Aim is safe. What did Rebbe say? What was the second part of Rebbe's statement? He said, it appears the words of Chanina, when you find the animals shechted, that shechted animals are found in the house. Now, what does it mean in the house? My Bayis. He lived by Bayis. If he's found in the middle of the house, everyone agrees over there that it's kosher. Why is saying Nivri Dibra Chanina? We're coming out now in our explanation. Even Rebbe agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's found in the house, it's kosher. El Peshitu Bayis Shabbayis. Again, must be talking about the garbage in the house. So we have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying, sorry, Rebbe saying that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, which seems to be that Bashar Shabbayis, the garbage in the house, it's not kosher. And then he's saying the Allah is like Rabbi Chanina, again, in the garbage in the house, that it is kosher. We have a direct steer in Rebbe. Because we can't explain any other way, because, again, if we're talking about the Ashba in the market, everyone agrees it's not kosher there. If you're talking about the house, Stam, everyone agrees it's kosher. So what the novelty, Rebbe says, it appears his halacha by Ashba, his halacha by Bayis. Obviously, talking about the Ashba Shabbat Bayis. But in one case, he's saying, like Rebbe Hugh, then he's saying, like Rebbe Chanini, it's a steer. Which one is it? Kash Rebbe, it's a steer. Rebbe, top of him with Bayis, the Bayis and Bayis on top. Says, Gemar HaKamar, Nirin to Rebbe Huda, Lir Rebbe Chanina. So, we're going to teach Rebbe's words. That he's explaining Gufa, there's no machlaik, it's exactly that idea. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi was explaining that Rabbi Yehuda's words were appeared to make sense. Rabbi Chanina Meshav Meisaglili, Biyashash Meshuk. That when it says Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it means Rabbi Chanina Meshav Meisaglili agrees to Rabbi Yehuda in the Ashba Meshuk. That is no good. Like we said, everyone gets no good there. Sha'af Rabbi Chanina Meshav Meisaglili, Lenechlov El Bashar Bayas. He only argued in the Ashba the Bayas to say it's kosher over there. But Ashba Shuk, they all agreed. Ava Ashba Shuk, by the Ashba of the Shuk, they all agree. Now, it seems like from Rashi's explanation, he stops there. So we just explained Rebbe's statement to say, there's no machlekes Ashba Shuk, only machlekes is Ashba Bayis, and he wasn't necessarily giving a psak. But if you go further, Venirin, you have the Gitz Venirin, then you have to say Venirin the other way would mean Venirin that Rebbe Yehuda agrees to Rebbe Chanina, Bibayis, in the house, that for sure it's kosher over there, and there's no machlekes there. Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing in the Ashba Shebe Bayis, but in the Bayis itself, there'd be no machlekes either. It comes out that Rabbi wasn't even getting involved in the machlekes. He wasn't getting involved in the machlekes. He was simply qualifying where the machlekes is. They both agree Ashba and the Shuk is no good. They both agree the Bayis is good, and the machlekes is Ashba Bayis, and Rabbi wasn't necessarily issuing a psak on either one. Yes? Okay, let's say. Possibly. Okay, 100%. Or the shechita wasn't good. Or not. Or the shechita itself wasn't good. Or the guy knows he messed up the shechita. I'm just saying. Either way, you're saying the fact that it was found in the Ashba could be not a steer to our klal. Roif sheikhtim is still kosher sheikhtim. And the guy who shechted a kosher happens to be found a separate psal. Yeah? Enachami. That's fine. Right. Zakti Gemara. Chutz mecheri sheikhtim v'katim. Now, we finally get back, I don't know if you remember, so far we've spent the first 11 lot. it was all discussion was really okay. We referenced the rest of the Mishnah a few times, getting trying to understand the flow of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah started off says Akol Shechta Nevo Keshech Lechatchila. Then it said Ushitasan Ksheri the Shkshitas Kasher B'Diavad. No problem, Lechatchila B'Diavad. The next words of the Mishnah were Chutz Mecheshet V'Katan. These are the 6th, 7th, 8th words of the Mishnah. We're up to now and Daf Yud Beis Mamei is finally explaining what does it mean Chutz Mecheshet V'Katan. What is this din? Now it's very interesting when we went through the Gemara's Cheshbon and the flow back early in the Masechta. Lechatchila B'Diavad became all the Pshatim Kusi two Pshatim of Kusi, one Pshat of Tamei. Al Taras HaKadosh, we had the Pshat of Mummer, all the various, Ravina's two Pshatim, right? We had all the Pshatim, we said way back when enough, Beis of Gimel, Talon. So, we kept running into an issue that the next words after Chutz Chesh HaDekatan were, the Kulan, if someone's Imran Gabav, it's Kasher. So Chutz Chesh HaDekatan, that their Shechit is no good even after the fact, the Kulan, if someone's Imran Gabav, then it's Kasher. And we didn't want to say the Kulan's going on Chesh HaDekatan because the words the Kulan bothered us. Just say v'im. If you continue with Chesh HaDekatan, just say v'im b'ayalei v'im amra gabam. Agamar almost forgets about that whole conversation, and Agamar understands v'kulan is going on Chesh HaDekatan, which we spoke as Naim Soshver because I've got to get Mel gave his answer when we were learning, and the first the Shemitah speaking out. We had three of the pshat on the Gemara. I think it was Ravashi, Abaye, and Rav's pshat never accounted for the taisha v'kulan. We had a shver. What did they do with Vekulin? And the Rishonim answered that for them, Vekulin is going back. Because it's three cases, we say Vekulin. You could have said V'im, but we said Vekulin. Our Gemara seems to take that for granted. Just learn. It's like we forgot about the Gemara for Nine by Black, and takes for granted that what? That the Vekulin in the Mishnah flows, Chutz V'cheshev V'katan, that their Shechit is puzzle, even the B'di'evin. The Vekulin, sometimes my Gabbah is going to be kosher, so let's see exactly what the Gemara wants to do with this. Okay. Chutz V'cheshev V'katan. Shemi kalkulu shchitasam. But before the Mar gets to the Vekulan, the Mishnah adds a few words. It says, Shemi kalkulu, maybe they will mess up their shchita. Now, Shemi kalkulu is a lashon of future. Maybe they will mess up the shchita. If you read the flow of the Mishnah went from lechatchila, and it says, shchitasam kshiris bidi eved, chutz b'chei shayat v'kat, which would simply mean, their shchita bidi eved is not kosher. Then you said Shemikalkalu. Don't say Shemikalkalu. Maybe the woman kalkalu. Say Shemikalkalu. Their shechit is not kosher b'diavad because maybe they messed it up. If you're saying Shemikalkalu, maybe they will mess up. It's the reason to say that the shechit is not kosher lechatchila. Not saying it doesn't fit with the b'diavad. Ask the Gemara. Shemikalkalu. Ketani doesn't say Shemikalkalu. Maybe they messed up. Post facto, Ela Shemikalkalu. Maybe they will mess up. Amar Rava Zaysemeres Emayis Lemchul Lechatchila. Rava says because the Mishnah is trying to be madgish an extra point. Mishnah is trying to tell you that not we're saying it's not kosher even with the Eved Shechita, but it's telling you don't think it's dafka by let's say kachim that you don't give it to a katan to shecht because that a bar das even chulin even if you're going to watch it lechatchila don't give it to shecht because they're so apt to mess up the shechita even chulin and even if you're going to watch it shemi yakalkalu maybe they will mess it up and don't give it to them. So we're saying chutz mecheir shad v'katan the shechita is no good b'di Eved stam is because after soon they messed up. And Lashon Shemi Kalkulu is coming to teach me, and don't even give it to them lechatchila, even if you're watching it, even if it's chulin, because they may mess up. But by the way, what's the next line of the Mishnah? Next, go back to the Gemara. The Kul Shechet V'Chem Reina is Shechita Sekeira. But if they did shecht post facto, and someone watched, even the Cheshire of the Katan, the Shechita is going to be good. Clear the Gemara's learning over here, and this part, next line of the Mishnah, is going back on that case. Not like the other Malachim we had earlier in the Masechta, that's going back on the case of Mummer, or case of, it's going back on the Cheshire of the Katan. We're saying if someone watched, it's going to be kosher. Now, the question is, you tell me it's going to be kosher, the Shechita Cheshire of Katan, they definitely don't have Das. So they may have done the physical action properly, but Das to do the mitzvah, Das to do an act of Shechita, that they clearly don't have. So who holds that that's a good Shechita? You don't need Das for Shechita. Obviously, you don't need Das for Shechita if you're saying, a Katan could do it. The author is Rav Nassin. Itanya, Ishaya, Zira, Demin Chavra, Ishaya, who is the young one from amongst the Chavra in the Beis Medrash, he taught as follows. Zarek Sakin, if a guy threw a knife, he's throwing a knife to jab the knife into the wall. And what happened? And the knife shechted right to the animal's neck. Right, yeah, that's early in Masechta. It goes right to the animal's neck. It does a proper shechita. Rav Nosson machshir v'cham peislin. Rav Nosson's machshir the shechita, the cham pasel. So Rav Nosson's machshir, Rav Nosson holds, shechita doesn't need das. V'cham pasel because the old shechita needs das. He wasn't planning to do shechita. He was just throwing a knife. Happened to cut perfectly, right? This amount of him. So cham say, no good, you have no das. But Rav Nosson holds, you don't need das, that's gusher. Who ta'ani lavu amela? Rav Ishaya. He taught this braisa, and he from his teacher, and he paskin, Allah Rav Nosson. We take a paskin like Makula, like Rav Nosson, that shechita doesn't need das. That's very good. If someone's oyim agabav, it's going to be kosher. Why? Like Rav Ishaya, like Rav Nosson, who holds that what? That we don't need das for shechita. But be in the medical maybe affect Gemara.
It's not
Mishle. I'm Nasim. Yeah. Okay, didn't know that. Okay, so like Gemara. We've spoken many times. Shita needs. We said one of the problems of Dursa, we introduced later on, not by like Dhamma. Dursa, we said, is pushing forth without using the sharpness. We also said Dursa is a stira to a back and forth motion. You need to do a back and forth motion to do a proper Shita. If you threw a knife towards the wall, you don't have back and forth. You have one way. In fact, Gemara, you have a separate issue. Good, you don't need Das. You didn't have Das to Shef. You just threw a knife and it happened to Shef. Fine. A cut to Shef because you don't need Das. If post facto, at least, right? If it was washed and it was good, it's good. But what happened to back and forth motion by the case where you threw the knife? Says the Gemara, Vabina Melcha Mevi, Shaholcha Uba Kedarka. Unbelievable answer. You talk about skill. This is not just that he took a knife and threw it. Actually, the first part is not so crazy. It's luck. It's mazel. It ended up in the right spot. He threw it through that, and it went right through the animal's neck and hit the wall. The cases where it bounced off the wall, he wasn't so successful. He was trying to get the knife blade into the wall. It's a stick. It bounced off the wall and came right back at the animal. So you got both the halachava. You talk about a wild scenario, you got it. Okay, that's the Mara's case. Rashi points out, I'm not sure if Rashi finds the case to be a little bit too vild, or Rashi just says that the mice is not the option. Rashi quotes from Daf Lamed, where the Mara talks about the din of Dursa, of shechting back and forth properly. Rashi points out, there's another Eitzah. The halacha is, the only time you have to go back and forth is if you have a regular sized knife, in the Zemel, Rashi calls it. A regular sized knife, exactly, Larry. If you have a regular sized knife, so over there, when you shecht, the way to do a proper shechting motion is to go back and forth. If you have an extremely long knife, which means that when you go into the animal's neck, you have another full length of knife afterwards, so even going straight in one motion would be considered like a back and forth motion, because it's like two knives, it's like back and forth, it works. We'll see this you there, but the point is, the Gemara could have answered, we're talking about a case where a guy threw a very long knife, so when the knife went through, he got the mila of back and forth. Okay. Let's see the Gemara's next shayla. We're not going to finish the shayla because it goes on to tomorrow's daf. We'll start it. Amar Rab Chia Barabba. Bay Rabbi Yechidam. Rabbi Yechidam asked the following shayla. Katan yesh na machshava ein na machshava. Does a katan have machshava or not? Now machshava in this context is reminds us, we're in Kachem, let's not forget, is zvachim dik machshava. The question is, there's this machshava, we spoke of machshava in Kachem, when a guy has a machshava, often it really refers to like a deeper, right? He has a mind, he's shechting l'shem ma'ila, l'shem chatas, the deeper, right? The shayla is, even if a katan does that, he says, I'm shechting this l'shem ma'ila, but he's a katan. So again, we said the katan shouldn't shecht at all, because he doesn't necessarily have das to shecht, he doesn't have das b'chal, we're saying, no, if he shechts, but the evidence is good, according to Rambam, you don't need das, that's fine. Kachem, he certainly shouldn't shecht in the normal l'chatkila, because you need das to shecht to know what you're shechting. But the truth is, I should elaborate more. It's machlokes rishonim. I'm taking the simple malach. Rashi explains, like we just said, that he needs das to know if it's ayla chatas or shlamim, and therefore you shouldn't shecht. That's not a problem. If you remember, daf beis and beis and zvachim. What does the Gemara say over there? That kol zvach shenichlus lishma. If it's shlamim lishma, it's possible. We medayik. What if you shecht the animal stama by kachim? If you shecht the animal stam, you don't have a mind ayla. You don't have a mind chatas. You shecht it as is. What's the halacha? It's kosher. It's kosher. The big Mishnah. We actually related to the big Mishnah. I want to say Mem Gimel. I could be forgetting what Daf is Mem Dalet. That what? That you're not supposed to have in mind anything, because having in mind something will come to lead to psul. So a zevach is supposed to be shechted for six things, but the umasakin, right? The shame zevach, the shame zevach, the type of animal, the bailim, the reyach, the chayach. But we said you don't do it. Why? Because if you have in mind something, you may come to have in mind the wrong thing apostle. So better, we said, do what? Better have in mind stam. Don't have in mind any come to shechta for whatever it is. A katan could do that. So he says, that can be the problem. Don't tell me the problem is because you're supposed to have my ayla, you don't have my ayla, you're supposed to have my chatas, you can't have my chatas. That can't be the problem. Taisus learns, the discussion over here is, where the Mishnah Zvach, the Gemara Zvach, also a different lacha. If a guy shechts kachim thinking it's chulin, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's because it's like misasik, that's a problem. So shechting for the wrong type of kachim is not a problem. Taisus learns, the issue is, shechting kachim the same chulin's a problem. So okay, so now we're talking about a katan. The katan says the Gemara the following shayla. It's very, very straightforward Gemara. Katan yesh machshava yeh machshava yeh machshava not. Does yeh machshava not? Meaning, if he does demonstrate somehow that he has a machshava, that it's kachim, whether it's ayla, does it work or not? That's the shayla. Why are you asking about machshava? He's asking about a maisa where he didn't act. He did some sort of act. We'll see in a moment that the Gemara is going to elaborate what the act is. But he did some sort of act. We'll speak out actually. We know ayla needs to be shechted where? In the northern part of the Azara. The animal is found in the southern part. The katan took the ayla from the south to the north. It's a pretty good demonstration. He knows what's going on over here, right? Let's see. Maisha maisha lekam bailai. So says Rami, why did you not ask about a maisha? Why did you ask to say about a machshava? Because you learned in the Mishnah elsewhere that Katan does have a maisha. His maisha does work. We'll see what the Mishnah came in a second. The Mara's going to elaborate the Mishnah. Machshava nami like to bailai. So machshava, you shouldn't have a question about machshava, because that very same Mishnah in Kalim teaches me, titan ain't a machshava. That same Mishnah which teaches you that Katan's maisha is a maisha, teaches you that machshava is not a machshava. What's that? Like, very simple. Like, I'll be Kalim. the guy, where the kli is a kli. So if let's say you hollow out something that, you know, in order to become acceptable to tumah, has to be useful for a kli. Food's makapa tumah, person makapa tumah, kale's makapa tumah, has to be actual kli. What if you hollow something out, a piece of a peel or something, stam, if you designate it to be a kli, it's a shame kli. If you don't, it doesn't have a shame kli. Says the Mishnah in Kalim, what if a katan did it? If a katan did it, so if there's an action where he does an action to make it a kli, has a status of a kli. If it's merely just a machshav and a deeper by katan, machshav deeper by katan is nothing. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah in Kalim, Perk in Zion. Hadan. Ha'alein va'rim and va'ega is acorn, pomegranate, the walnut, shechakakam, he hollowed it out, tenaikas, the children hollowed it out, lamin ba'mafer, to use it to play with the sand. This is, they were very, what's the word I'm looking for? Back then, instead of, they didn't have to go to the store to buy shovels. Innovative, exactly what I'm looking for. They were very innovative. They made do with what they had. So the kids made their own little, they made their own little shovels or these little pails for sand. Or they made this pan to fix like a scale to mayim to tame. Why? Because they did an act of making it into a kli, and therefore it's tame. However, says the Gemara, Tavi Gemav, ve'in lemachshava. But machshava. Machshava alone, a declaration by the children, that's not enough. An act of the children is enough, declaration is not enough. So says Rav Ami, the same way, why don't you ask me about moving the Ayla from the south to the north? Because that's a Maisi. So you knew it's okay. How do you know it's okay? Because it's Mishnah Kalim. So you should know that Machshava is not okay. Amalei, Yerbechel Zabak, Machshava will stop with this explanation. Machshava gridas like a Mabayle. A Machshava alone, I never had a Shaila. Of course, the Machshava of a Katan alone is not enough. Hikam Bayle, what was my Shaila? Machshavta in a Karasbech Maisav. In a case where it's Nikr from his Maisav, Machshava going to have the Kaimel Ayla Bedarim, Vaisav itself in a Shachta Mai, where it's Nikr from his action that he knows what he's doing, is that enough or not? The Gemara explains the Shaila. The fact that he brought it to the north, the Shechter shows he has Kavana. Or do we say no? He just couldn't find a good spot, do we? Meaning, the mice itself could be interpreted two ways. Did he know what he was doing, the fact that he brought it to the north, and that's the biggest proof? Or do we say no? He just wasn't comfortable where he was in the south, that's why he brought it to the north, but it's not an indication he knows what he's doing, and therefore, we can't necessarily rely on the fact that God did it. We'll leave you in suspense. I don't know if you'll be able to sleep tonight, but we'll pick up tomorrow with the Yishev, with the Gemara's answer to the Shaila.